Stablecoins settled $7.2 trillion in February, beating ACH for the first time. The automated clearinghouse network has processed American payroll, mortgage payments, and direct deposits since 1974. In February 2026, stablecoins quietly moved more money. On-chain stablecoin settlement volume reached $7.2 trillion during February on a 30-day adjusted rolling basis, according to Artemis blockchain analytics data cited by multiple outlets on April 3, 2026. The ACH network handled $6.8 trillion over the same period. That $400 billion gap marks the first time stablecoins have surpassed ACH in monthly volume, a crossing that Galaxy Research had predicted would happen sometime in 2026. March did not slow down. Artemis data shows stablecoin volume climbed further to $7.5 trillion, matching or exceeding ACH again. 12 years to overtake 50, ACH is the plumbing behind 29 billion transactions per year in the United States. Employer payroll, tax refunds, utility bills, peer-to-peer bank transfers. It is not glamorous infrastructure, but it is the single largest electronic payment rail by dollar volume in the country. Stablecoins, which have existed for roughly 12 years, Tether launched in 2014, now match that throughput. The difference: ACH operates during banking hours across a network of 10,000-plus financial institutions with batch settlement windows. Stablecoins settle in seconds, 24/7, on public blockchains with no intermediary bank required. Stablecoins are quietly becoming the foundational infrastructure for global payments. No banks, no weekends, no borders, analyst Alex Obchakovich noted. The comparison has limits. ACH volume is domestic U.S. only. Stablecoin volume is global and includes trading flows between exchanges, DeFi protocol interactions, and speculative activity alongside genuine payment settlement. Not every on-chain stablecoin transfer is a paycheck or a vendor invoice. But the raw throughput number still matters because it represents capital choosing to move through blockchain rails rather than legacy ones. $315 billion in circulation. Total stablecoin supply reached $315 billion in Q1 2026, up from $307 billion a year earlier. The growth looks modest as a percentage, but the velocity of that supply has changed. Stablecoins accounted for 75% of all crypto trading volume during Q1, up from roughly 60-65% in prior years. More supply is in circulation, and each dollar is turning over faster. Tether's USDT and Circle's USDC still dominate. Circle's EURC captured half the euro stablecoin market after MiCA regulations cleared weaker competitors. On the dollar side, USDC flipped Tether in transfer volume back in February, processing $1.26 trillion to Tether's $514 billion, despite holding less than half the market cap. New entrants are lining up. Western Union filed for its USDPT stablecoin on Solana. Wells Fargo trademarked WFUSD. Sony Bank, SoFi Technologies, and Visa have all announced stablecoin settlement expansions. 12 European banks are building a euro stablecoin through the Kivalis Consortium. The regulatory race catches up. This volume milestone lands while the Genius Act and Clarity Act remain stalled in Congress. The debate over whether stablecoin issuers can offer yield to holders, whether they need bank charters, and which agency supervises them has dragged on for months. The market is not waiting. Standard Chartered projects the stablecoin market cap will reach $2 trillion by 2028, a 530% increase from current levels. That projection assumes regulatory frameworks in the US and EU eventually pass, which would unlock institutional treasuries that currently sit on the sidelines. Hong Kong granted its first stablecoin licenses to HSBC and Standard Chartered in April. The OCC proposed rulemaking for national bank stablecoin issuance. Florida passed its own stablecoin bill, 370. The regulatory apparatus is moving, just not at the speed the market's throughput numbers suggest it should. What $7.2 trillion actually means for spending. For crypto card holders, the ACH crossing is not abstract. Every time a stablecoin-funded card processes a transaction at a merchant, the underlying settlement touches these same rails. Visa expanded USDC settlement on Solana for U.S. banks. MasterCard acquired BVNK for $1.8 billion to build stablecoin card infrastructure. The more volume stablecoins carry, the more liquidity exists at each conversion point between USDC, USDT, and local fiat. Deeper liquidity means tighter spreads at the point of sale, which means lower hidden costs when you tap a crypto card at a coffee shop. Frank Chaparro put it bluntly, banks and fintech firms that ignore stablecoin growth are toast.